from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right. Thank you, Lonnie Perkins, and good Friday to all of you. We have got a great show for you coming up in the next hour. We are going to talk to a couple of, very, very iconic New York voices and very important institutions that they represent. But we are going to talk about the all-time great institution of baseball and why it is coming back to a part of New York that it has been missing in quite a while. But before we get to any of that, it is time to reintroduce Christine Nicholas, my partner here on Fridays. And we pulled double duty this week because we got to sit in on the John Catsimatidis show earlier this week, which was a lot of fun. Christine, it was fun to be there with you in person.
It's always fun to be with you, Kevin McCullough. Happy Friday. This is Radio Night Live Friday, which is always the fun Friday, right?
So we get to talk about fun. I think it's one of the funnest shows that we do each week. And big news today. In fact, when we got to the studio, you and your assistant, AB, you were like giddy little school kids. Tell us what's going on in Broadway.
Well, I mean, you know, with everything going on right now, when you hear about the variant and how dangerous and if there's breakthrough cases, when we saw a press release coming out of the Broadway League, of course, our hearts stopped like, oh, no. But the show is going on. It's just that they are going to require masks to be worn during the show, which, frankly, big deal. OK, I mean, I know
can live with that.
Like, can you live with that, Kevin?
Yeah. At least for
it's
a little
only
while.
An hour, 2 hours or 3 hours at the most that you have to wear the mask. But, you know, to get live performances and to be able to sit in a theater with people and have that shared experience, that audience experience of laughing together and crying together. Well, you would never cry, of course. I know that. But
not me. Big tough guy.
Okay. So Charlotte St. Martin, the president of the Broadway League, who's been a guest on our show, she says the vaccination is the proven most effective way to stay healthy and reduce transmission. And she's pleased that the theater owners have decided to implement collective safeguards at all of our Broadway houses and a uniform policy. So, you know, theaters make it simple for our audiences, and they should give even more confidence to our guests on how seriously Broadway is taking this for audience safety.
Well, it sounds like they have thought it through, and it sounds like they are committed to, most importantly, pushing forward. And, you know, I think on the on what's going to happen by way of masks and mandates and all that stuff, I think that there's going to be a lot of chess playing between now and September 1st. And I think that there's different priorities in D.C. than there may be in Albany, than there is in Manhattan and so forth. And so I think that a lot of this is going to still play itself out. But the thing that I think everybody needs to hear is that Broadway will be reopened. New York is going to be open. People that come here for the fall and for the holidays, you need to come because it's going to be open. This, you can start making your plans. Right. We're moving forward.
Well, next week, Kevin, you've got the previews of a brand new Broadway show on August 4th. Passover will be opening in previews. The official opening night is going to be September 12th, but it's going to be at the August Wilson Theater, which is a fantastic Jujamson Theater. But this is a great story. It's like a Waiting for Godot story. It is a Broadway show. A Broadway play. You're going to have three performers, you know, and there's a lot of folks in the background. But you know what? We had Bruce Springsteen, which was great, you know, sold out, sort of like, you know, more of a concert. But this is actually a play. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Passover starting in previews August 4th, and opening night would be September 12th.
And some other big news that we have from this radio show on September the 17th, people can join us at Bobby Van's, the original, that's at Grand Central, because on that night, we are going to be at Bobby Van's for Broadway. which is going to be exciting. And I know that, Christine, the shows are kind of rolling out week to week. There's different ones opening at different times, and some of them won't even open until October or November. But we're hoping to talk to some of the producers and perhaps actors and forces behind some of those. And if you want to join us, make reservations at Bobby Vann's, the original. That's the one that's at Grand Central Station. And if people remember last year or the year before when I was there and we had Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle and all those people come, we had a great time. We packed out like 300 people that were in that little tiny room built for 100. And it was a glorious time. I don't think we'll be that tight this time.
I don't think they'll let us be that tight this time, but look, if you get 100 people in a room, I'm going to be very excited. And by the way, Bobby Vann's, oh, the steak.
You better come hungry. Because
Kevin, how does it work? I mean, they make the reservation, but do they tell them that they want to go to the radio show, the live radio show, and do they stay for the entire show?
Yeah, so what they'll do is you'll want to make a reservation around the time that we're going to be broadcasting, and we believe it's either going to be 6 to 8 that night or 7 to 9, but it'll be in one of those two windows. And if you want to get a jump, because you're going to start hearing radio ads and stuff about it on the station over the next few days, if you want to get a jump on having a front row seat, you're going to want to make your reservation now. So call Bobby Vann's, the original. They're at Grand Central, and then make your reservation for September the 17th. And Christine's even paying a price for this because you're giving up a chance to see something on opening night just so that you can do the show with us that night.
Yeah, six, which is at the top of my list. You know, that is the that's the show about Henry VIII's wives, right? So, and off with their heads. I'm really looking forward to that. You know, that family wonderful musical, which I hear is going to be hot with teens when I'm raising a couple of teen girls. So we were hoping to see six. It's previewing. It starts on the 17th. That I'll be able to catch it some other time because I'm really looking forward to being with you on the 17th of September at Bobby Vann's. Opening night for six is on October 3rd. And that is at the Brooks Atkins Theater, which is a Neilander Theater. That is going to be a hot show. And by the way, by September 17th, Kevin, Hadestown will have been open. Hamilton, Wicked, The Lion King, Chicago. So all of those shows will
those will
have
all be back
open.
By then? Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to be celebrating. They're all opening sort of that week. So to have a celebration of Broadway, the timing is perfect. And we hope to have some, you know, Broadway guests like we've had Joe Benicasa, for example, who was on, who's the head of the Actors Fund. And they have done so much during COVID just to keep people entertained, to keep the actors getting, you know, money, you know, and health care. And he's just a fantastic person. And I hope he can join us on the 17th and bring along some of his friends.
Well, that would be fantastic. Hey, we're just getting started on Radio Night Live for this Friday. We are going to talk not just Broadway. We're going to talk a little Olympics. We're going to talk a little baseball because there is a new team in town. Maybe you haven't heard, but we intend to speak with Randy Levine of the Yankees and John Catsimatidis. Everybody knows John, and they are the driving forces behind this new team. We'll get the whole lowdown on that from them as well. Plus, before we're done, Christine's got more tips for your weekend because it's going to be a beautiful, perfect weather weekend. I think tomorrow is sunny and 80. Sunday is sunny and 82. It doesn't get any better than like this weekend in New York City. So stick around. Got a lot for you. It's Friday night here on Radio Night Live.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dear Cancer, if you think you're going to put my life on hold, think again. I did my homework and I found a cancer treatment option that requires no surgery, minimal downtime, and virtually no side effects. It's called proton therapy at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. Proton therapy targets cancer tumors more precisely than traditional radiation therapy, with less radiation to nearby healthy tissues. And thanks to ProCure, I don't have to travel far for treatment. Located in Somerset, ProCure is New Jersey's most experienced proton therapy center, offering the most advanced form of radiation with the most precise technology. That's right, Cancer. I still have the choice and energy to go on that hike with friends or spend a Saturday afternoon with my grandkids. I chose proton therapy at ProCure, and now my hope has been restored. I'm living my best life. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, visit Procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON today.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week, I promise you that none other than Mike Connors himself will answer one of your exact real questions when you send it to us so that he can answer at AskMikeConnors@gmail.com. And Mike, this question comes from a fellow named Alex, or I guess it could be a girl. It says, I don't have a lot of money, but I have a lot of collectible figurines and china. How can I leave this to my church when I die? Mike Connors.
Okay, well, the first thing you would do, a will leaving the collectibles to the church, you should appoint an executor that's going to be sympathetic with your wishes. You know, that's the first step. If you have relatives out there you think you're not going to go along with the gift to the church, then we might do a trust. We very rarely do a trust for collectibles, but you can do it. And this way we itemize the collectibles, they go into a trust. And then the person in charge of the trust, your executor, whomever, can deliver it straight to the church.
Is it recommended to do one or the other based on the value of what you're leaving for such an organization?
Well, it depends on the family tree situation. If there's no problem with the family tree, a will would be sufficient. If, you know, relatives are not going to consent to this, I would rather just do it through a will, because sometimes it's too much work to itemize everything and put it into a trust. If you got a wealthy son who doesn't really care about the collectibles and he's going to consent, we make him the executor and then there's no problem.
Yeah, well, it could be worth a conversation, friend, if you have a similar situation. That's why I encourage you to call Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. And send us your questions. Mike loves answering them here on Kevin McCullough and also on his broadcast Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, and Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. And where you send those questions to is AskMikeConnors@gmail.com. AskMikeConnors@gmail.com. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hugh Hewitt, The Hugh Hewitt Show.
I read every story on inflation, and people have finally begun to wake up. This has got an air of 1966 to 71 about it, where the Fed just is moving too slow because of the pressure from the White House, Johnson, and then Nixon, the destroyer of wealth. The ravager of middle-class income, the oppressor of senior citizens on fixed income lurks.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970, The Answer. Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6, Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. It is Friday, and that means it's a lot of fun. And that means in New York, maybe you're deciding where you're going for dinner tonight. Maybe you're looking at the different places, maybe even in Times Square. Maybe you're saying, hey, we're gonna throw some dollars Times Square way, and we're going to go figure out something good for dinner tonight. Times Square Alliance, you know, they've got all those great eateries just in just a few blocks of each other. So go figure that out and have some fun. Take us with you. Us is Christine Nicholas, the founding partner of Nicholas & Lentz, one of the most important PR firms in all the world. Top 50, so noted. And Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you on this Friday evening. Christine, when we were together earlier this week at the studios of the John Katz at Night Show, we were talking about something that you were very excited about because you guys brought home the gold. You've got an Olympian in your midst, and they are returning with some jewelry. Tell the story.
Yep. Well, Kate Douglas from Pelham, New York. We are so proud of Kate Douglas. It's her first time being in the Olympics. She is an IM swimmer, which is the medley where you have to swim a lap of a different, you know, freestyle, breaststroke.
It's the hardest thing.
Butterfly.
Come on, let's just face it. You got to do them all. And it's just, it is not easy.
Right.
My hat's off to him. Yeah.
She went to first year at UVA. And guess what? She is coming home with a bronze medal. We are so proud of her. Her teammate, Kate Walsh, is coming home with a silver medal. But on the wee hours of Tuesday night, it was at midnight, you had the Pelham Picture House, which is this 100-year-old, celebrating 100 years this year, wonderful historic theater, jammed with people, right? Kids, you know, they were youngsters, they were just, the whole town showed up, and they played live the swim, and when she came on television, I'm getting choked up. The place went nuts. It went nuts. And I'm so glad that WNBC was there. Ida Siegel was there to capture it. So I have it on my Instagram at Nicholas and Lentz. If you want to watch it, I dare you to watch it and try not to get choked up, because it just shows you the power that sports has on a community and bringing people together. And that's what the Olympics is all about, bringing people together.
That's what it's supposed to be about.
Yes.
And it was really sad, I felt like, earlier this week when tragically, Simone Biles really just biffed on her vault, and she really felt like she wasn't right. There was something wrong, and she felt like she needed to basically retire. She basically retired from the sport of gymnastics at that moment. And a lot of people, I was very disappointed with this. A lot of people wrote her hard for that over the next couple of days, saying, oh, she's a quitter and all this other stuff. And I'm like, no, she's a 19-time world champion, and she's brought that medal home in the flag every single time. You know, she doesn't take a knee and she doesn't do all this other stuff. She's someone who has given her all in service of her country on this platform where she's had the opportunity to. Last night, another young lady named Suni Lee from Oakdale, Minnesota, step up and grab the all-around gold. And man, you talk about, now of course I've got a little six-year-old, and my wife did some gymnastics when she was a little girl, and they're just glued and watching it and just cheering. And then you see the hometown crowds just explode when they cut to those B shots. And I'm you know, the Olympics started bad for me. The men's basketball team lost to France, and I was like, man, this is going to be awful. We've rebounded. We've won 40 medals. We've mostly had patriots that have stepped up and said hi to the national anthem, and it looks like we're going to do pretty well. So I'm pretty excited about where we're at.
Yeah, and you know, you saw Simone Biles in the stands cheering on her teammates, even if she is having some difficulties. And athletes go through this. It's not just gymnasts, right? I mean, you saw it with Chuck Knobloch, right, from the Yankees. We're going to talk Yankees later. The poor guy had, I guess, what they call the gyps or whatever. He could not pick up the ball and throw it. You know, golfers go through this as well. But, you know, they really did ride her hard. And I think it was unfair.
Unfair.
I think we did expect a lot out of her. But, you know, when you make a mistake in gymnastics, as Wendy Hilliard has been saying on the news, and Wendy Hilliard was our guest, and she's a great former rhythmic gymnast and also African-American. By the way, when Wendy was performing 30 years ago, she was the only African-American in the sport, right? She had to fight to be on that team because they said she didn't fit in. But now look at the diversity that we have, which is really beautiful and a really representative of our country. But what Wendy has been saying, if you make a mistake in gymnastics, it can be life-threatening, right? You can become paralyzed. And when you saw the Instagram that Simone Biles put out last night of her practicing on the uneven bars, and she could not stick the landing, she was basically falling on her back.
Right.
I mean, you know, this is what's going on, and we have to give her the room. And thankfully, we have a strong team, like you said, that we were able to still bring home the gold.
Yeah, and I just think when someone's given that kind of effort to their country already, you kind of get a moment of grace. I mean, Michael Jordan quit after three championships when he was at the top of his game, and everybody on the planet said, why did you quit? And he went to play baseball for a year because he just wanted to clear the mechanism. He came back and won again. Not everybody will do that. But the greatest that are ever, you know, on the field of competition, they go through these things. And I agree with you. I think in gymnastics, one small mistake, you know, I talked to several gymnasts the day after she withdrew, or I got word from several of them that one small move, even in the landing of the botched vault, and she could have been rolled out of there on a stretcher instead of walking off of her mat back to her teammates. So it was very serious.
Same with diving. I mean, there are certain sports that you just cannot mess around with. You know, my daughter's a diver, and when she does those inwards, I just, it's hard to watch, you know?
Yeah.
But it's life-threatening, and it's a beautiful sport, but you have to give them credit. I mean, look at how far they've come, and she's just been a champion. And look, it's not over yet, Kevin. I think there is a chance that she may compete next week. So
in the individuals?
Fingers are crossed.
We'll see.
I don't think they've made that announcement. Maybe they didn't. I missed it. But
Well, she certainly pulled out of the all-around. And, you know, that even gave what's her name, Jade Carey, a chance to step up on the national stage that would not have had the chance to. And she did well. She didn't medal, but she placed eighth, and she's very young, and she'll probably come back and have a future there as well. Now, there's another couple of New York connections to the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. The Olympics.
Because there was a Long Islander diver that brought home silver. But
right.
there's a training locale that's in New York.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, the Armory, which is the fastest track in the world, is an indoor training facility based in Washington Heights. And it is the home of the Milrose Games. And they have 24 Olympians right now in Tokyo, 24 Americans who have trained at the Armory, who competed in the Milrose Games. And Rye Benjamin, for example, he's from Mount Vernon, 19 years old, first time in the Olympics. He was in the 800 hurdles last night. No, 400 hurdles. And this was just a prelim. But this is his first time on the Olympic stage. And my gosh, Kevin, he smoked him. I mean,
nice.
He was looking to the right, looking to the left, something that runners should never do. And it's the future is amazing.
All right. When we come back, not Olympics, baseball. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As someone who prides himself on family, the process of buying a home for them can be stressful. And having the right lending team in place helps ease that stress away. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about getting started. Citizens Bank customer service is second to none because every customer is their only customer. Ace and his team prioritize the New York, New Jersey metro area to give you the best rates you need. They are committed to putting our colleagues, communities, and shareholders first because when you succeed, they succeed. My family and I look no further than the lending experts at Citizens Bank. Take the first step today and apply on citizensbank.com. That's citizensbank.com. Or call 212-857-6687. 212-857-6687 and ask a citizen. There's no other place to go rather than Citizens Bank. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank, NA, NLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer for you. 2-for-1 low price. A 2-for-1 low price plus free shipping. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code AM970. Giza Sheets, 2-for-1 low price plus free shipping. 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Of all the boys, 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 boys.
And now,
boys,
back to boys, Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin boys, McCullough.
All right. One of the things that we started this Radio Night Live broadcast about a few months ago was to focus every night of the week on things that were centered around bringing New York back from the pandemic, from the lockdowns, from the year of violence and the crime and everything else that we've gone through. It's just been a real struggle. So every single night we tackle challenges that New Yorkers are facing. And I'm so glad to have great partners every night of the week to do this with. On Friday nights, Christine Nicholas is my co-host, and we have a great time talking about some of the fun aspects of New York life coming back to life. And Christine, we weren't off the air 2 minutes last week, and you were burning up my text feed going, Kev, we've got to get Randy and John on the show next week. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I wanted the both of them on because they have some great news to share with us about what's going on in Staten Island, because we know that, you know, the Staten Island Yankees were there for many years and then, you know, they kind of went away. And with COVID, we want to know what's going on over there at the ballpark, which is so beautiful. And I heard John and Randy on WABC, so I have to give credit to John. But Randy Levine, the president of the New York Yankees, a dear friend, former deputy mayor under the Giuliani administration, just has done so much amazing things for our city. Randy, thank you so much for joining us. And John Katsimatidis, we all know and love, you know, has a radio show also on this station. So, John and Randy, tell us what is going on out in Staten Island.
Yeah, I'll go first because it's in John's hands now. It's in his great hands. Thanks, Chris, and thanks, Kevin. What happened is Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball agreed to, in effect, change the agreement that went on between the two of them for 100 years. And that agreement used to require 160 minor league teams. And now, because of COVID and because of a whole bunch of conditions that were poor conditions in a lot of these places, the agreement took it down from 160 to 120 minor league teams. And as a result, teams had to reduce the number of minor league affiliates that they had. Major League Baseball took minor league baseball in under its wing. And as a result of that, the New York Penn League, which was a short season league, meaning, you know, single A, lowest level, short season league, would basically go from June through September. There was a lot of players who just drafted, you know, entry-level league was eliminated. It was eliminated. So the Staten Island Yankees, in effect, were eliminated by the agreement between major and minor league baseball. So, you know, the commissioner, Rob Manfred, Hal Steinbrenner, myself, we felt really bad about that. And baseball, as part of this reorganization, did affiliations with former independent league teams. And those team leagues are throughout the country. The one here on the East Coast is called the Atlantic League. It's a great league. Baseball's used it to experiment with rule changes, video replay, electronic strike zone, changing the distance, you know, from home plate for the pitching mound. Oh, and nice. as a result of that, the idea was to put an Atlantic League team in Staten Island. So we asked, baseball asked the owners of the Staten Island Yankees, would they like to do it or not? And they turned it down. They said no. So baseball, the commissioner called me and asked me to see if I could put a group together. And the first call I made was to John Katsimatidis because he always steps up on things like this. And John and I had talked about minor league baseball for years. And as he always does, he thought of Staten Island and the community, and he stepped up. Similarly, I knew a great young man named Eric Shuffler, who was a very well-known lobbyist in New Jersey, was very, very interested. And I thought he and John would be a really great combination. He, you know, very hands-on, doing a lot of the day-to-day stuff. And he and John met. I'll let John talk about that relationship. And they formed a partnership. John's the chairman. Eric, you know, is president. And Yankee Global, the Yankees are going to be involved supporting it. I got the Redbird Capital, which they own the XFL. They're partners in the Red Sox. They're involved, so it's well capitalized, all really great group of people to make this successful. But I felt it needed a Staten Island taint to it, and I knew Pete Davidson grew up in Staten Island, and Colin Jost grew up in Staten Island, the great Saturday Night Live people, and yeah. I know Michael Che grew up in Brooklyn. So they agreed, they're in the group, along with Danny Garcia, who is an incredible businesswoman. She's the ex-wife of The Rock and his business partner and a force on her own. And that's the group. And John has done an incredible job, you know, putting it together. It's in his and Eric's hands now. We're his partners, and we feel we're in good hands. And that's how it happened, and I'll turn it over
to
John.
That's pretty exciting. Randy, thank you so much for that insight. We're going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, John, we're going to ask you all about your goals for this new Staten Island baseball team. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you heard? Michaels of Brooklyn. They went from 50% to 75%. They are now at 100% capacity. And by reservation, following all the CDC guidelines, they can ensure your safety and the health of their patrons and employees. And now's the time that you can get back to Michaels of Brooklyn and have some of that authentic Italian food. Celebrate Michaels of Brooklyn 100% capacity by joining the Sauce of the Month Club. You'll get a different jar of Michaels of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta, and biscotti each month for about 6 months. Each month, receive exquisite sauces ranging from arrabbiata to puttanesca, and of course, their fresh marinara. They're family-owned and operated. It's authentic. Everything is made completely from scratch. Even the sauce that they sell in the grocery stores nationwide, they make it right there at Michaels of Brooklyn. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Join their Sauce of the Month Club. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-988-7851 for reservations. That's 718-988-7851. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
This is Dennis Prager along with Mike Gallagher. We both are excited to return to the Holy Land this fall and hope you'll join us from October 27th through November 5th. I can never get enough of the great state of Israel and its historical significance, especially this year. Join us for a life-changing experience.
Israel is opening up to travelers as the country gets back to normal. Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We're confident by October our trip will be safe, and our team is on hand to answer all your questions about deposits, health and safety, and much more.
Experience unforgettable cuisine, insightful lectures, and extraordinary sights only Israel can provide, all with fellow like-minded travelers.
Travel again this year. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register and have all your questions answered. Call 855-565-5519. Call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Ben Shapiro reminds the president of the government's role.
We learned kind of what Joe Biden and the Democrats and his entire administration think the military is for. And apparently it is for two things. One is nuking Americans, and the second is critical race theory. I'm not sure what else I'm supposed to take away from the news cycle yesterday, given the fact that the sitting president of the United States, and when I say sitting, I mean that very literally. I mean, he is a houseplant. He is just sitting there.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Real estate is a tough business. If only there was a way to be one step ahead. Oh, wait, there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, CEO of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay up to date with the latest trends and news in the tricky waters of real estate. Dottie even has the scoop on celebrity real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you are getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she's the best, period. Eye on Real Estate offers free advice to listeners live on the show. Dottie and her team have taken calls from all over the world, including England. Tune in to Ion Real Estate Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Ion Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM970TheAnswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, it's a fun Friday, and we love having fun on Fridays. Christine Nicholas and I, we get into so much trouble. We talk about things, and we give you ideas for your weekend, and it's just a bunch of fun. And I'm looking forward to, in the very near future, taking my little ankle biters, packing up the car, getting across the bridge, going to Staten Island, and taking in a baseball game, a minor league baseball game with them. My kids have never seen a minor league baseball game, and it's going to be a world of fun. John Catsimatidis, Randy Levine are the forces behind all of this, and you've heard Randy's kind of history of how the deal came about. But John, from your perspective, and you know, you and I have been broadcasting together a few years now, and you and Christine and I were just on your show on Wednesday, which was a lot of fun. But I know from talking to you off the air that you're a baseball nut. You love baseball. We did a remote from the Brooklyn Cyclones just a couple of weeks ago. So tell me what your hopes and dreams are for this new Staten Island team.
Well, you know, I love baseball. I grew up with the Yankees. I remember when my grandfather took me to my first Yankee game, and I was sat at the upper deck, like 1955. I was 7 years old, and I watched Mickey Mantle in the center field and Moose Guerin, and it was just wonderful. And I've always been a Yankee fan. I've had opportunities to invest in other sports situations, but when I got a call from Randy Levine and had an opportunity to be associated with Randy and the Yankees, it took me about 2 seconds to say yes.
That's great.
And at this stage of life, I do things for fun. I do things for success. So it's not about money. It's about success, and it's about doing the right thing for New York City. And Staten Island is a great borough, and there's a lot of great people there. And when I ran for mayor, I won Staten Island, so I felt good about that. Yeah. And I know I have so many friends in Staten Island that I think that we're going to have a very successful operation there. It's going to be we're going to have a contest trying to name the new team, and yep. We're going to have a lot of people involved. Next 60 days, we're going to have a contest and to do that. And I also want we're going to have start an advisory board members from Staten Island. We're going to have either 15 or 20 advisory board members of people that live in Staten Island, have a lot of influence in Staten Island, our business people from Staten Island, to help us do the right thing by the entire stadium. There's X amount of games per year, but the rest of the time...
Yeah, I was going to ask John or Randy, how many games will there be played in the Staten Island stadium?
It's a full season. I think, John, if I'm right, I think it's 140 games.
Yeah, but how many roughly half of those be on the road? Staten Island?
Yeah.
So I think half 70, of that plays in Staten Island.
Yeah.
Right. 70 at home and 70 away.
That's a lot. That's a real baseball league, you know.
Yes, but no, there's 365 days to the year.
Yeah, I think there are presently 70 players in the major leagues who have started in the Atlantic League.
Wow.
And so, John, I know you have this contest to name the team, and I have to tell you, I've already signed up. So I'm going to tell you what my choice would be: Yankee Wildcats. The Yankee Wildcats. I don't know, Randy. Will the Yankee name be part of this team? You know, I love Wildcats because John Catsimatidis helped make it happen. And, you know, by the way, my husband is from the University of Kentucky. So, by the way, Wildcats.
Oh,
you know,
so gotta, there's. Oh, okay. Yeah, so we see what's gotta, happening there.
Yeah, yeah.
Meow.
Meow.
I think it's up. It's up to the great people of Staten Island. But, you know, it's a funny thing. We experienced it. You know, we own our AAA team in Scranton. People like having an independent name, that they identify with. Not just, you know, it used to be the Scranton Yankees. Now, you know, they did a similar thing, a contest, and it's the Scranton Rail Riders. And, you know, the Staten Island Yankees were a team, you know, a minor league single A affiliate. As I said, I think this team, John's doing the right thing with this contest. They have to have their own identity, one that's embraced by the people of Staten Island. So this is not a minor league affiliate of the Yankees. This is an independent team that the Yankees are investors in.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and you know what I like, Randy and John?
And Randy already vetoed having the Staten Island Dodgers.
Oh, yeah, I did veto that, 100%. That I vetoed.
Okay.
But, you know, we figured Brooklyn would sue us, I guess.
But gentlemen, what I like more about this than even what I'm hearing about the fun for the contest for the name is, John, you're talking about that advisory board. It sounds like you're really wanting to be so inculcated into the community. Like, you want this to be a real extension of who Staten Island is and make it Staten Island through and through. And I think that's going to be the glue that holds it together.
Well, Kevin, let me tell you what else we're going to do. We're going to, you know, WABC has Cousin Brucey available, Tony Orlando, Joe Piscopo, a lot of concerts in at the stadium.
And oh, that's going to be fun.
And not only that, you know, Radio City Music Hall only has 6,000 seats. Well, we could be bigger than Radio City. We might have an outdoor theater with 7,100
wow.
seats.
Wow.
So we're really got the brain waves working and see what's going to be good for the people of Staten Island.
Yep, and that I think, and John, if I'm correct, that's a line from The Godfather. We can be bigger than Radio City, right, Randy? I think
we can be bigger than U.S. Steel.
But, I was waiting for someone to bring up The Godfather references.
Well, people forget. You know, I mean, the stadium's taken a beating, but John will get it back to where it is. And you remember, Chris, because Rudy was the one who got this done. It's a magnificent stadium right on the water there. I mean, it's just beautiful.
The views are spectacular. And
by the way, the mayor, I understand the mayor is having a concert at the stadium, August 16th or 17th.
That may be coming up, actually, John, in Christine's to-dos for your weekend, because we have to say goodnight to you guys now because she's got tips to give everybody in the final segment. But Randy Levine of the New York Yankees, John Catsimatidis, just New York's first person in every way, sense of the word. Thank you, gentlemen, for not just coming on the show, but what you're doing for New York City, what you're doing for Staten Island, and what you're doing for America. God bless you, and God bless your efforts.
And God bless Staten Island, and have a great weekend.
All right. There they
great
go.
Weekend. Thanks, guys. Pleasure.
The new forces behind Staten Island baseball. We come right back. Stay with us.
Dear Cancer, if you think you're going to put my life on hold, think again. I did my homework, and I found a cancer treatment option that requires no surgery, minimal downtime, and virtually no side effects. It's called proton therapy at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. Proton therapy targets cancer tumors more precisely than traditional radiation therapy, with less radiation to nearby healthy tissues. And thanks to ProCure, I don't have to travel far for treatment. Located in Somerset, ProCure is New Jersey's most experienced proton therapy center, offering the most advanced form of radiation with the most precise technology. That's right, cancer. I still have the choice and energy to go on that hike with friends or spend a Saturday afternoon with my grandkids. I chose proton therapy at ProCure, and now my hope has been restored. I'm living my best life. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, visit ProCure.com or call 855-3-PROTON today.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo telling you about Connors and Sullivan. You need a will, you need a trust, you need power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, or estate plan. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? But you know what? You got to go to ConnorsandSullivan.com, or you can call Mike Connors at 718-238-6500, or you can attend a Connors and Sullivan free seminar and have all your questions answered by Mr. Connors himself. Tuesday, July 27th at Buckley's Avenue S in Marine Park, Brooklyn, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Wednesday, July 28th, Connolly's in Maspeth, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Thursday, July 29th at the Bay Ridge Manor. That's 11, 3, and 7 p.m. Friday, July 30th at the Adria Hotel in Bayside, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Mike Connors always says the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. Please call 718-238-6500, attend these seminars, or go to ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Carl Jackson is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Well, if there was ever a weekend where you could take advantage of the nice weather and get out and do some things, it's going to be this weekend. I mentioned this earlier. It's going to be 80 on Saturday, clear skies, sunshine all day, almost identical on Sunday, 82 to 83 with sunshine all day long. It's going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous weekend. Christine Nicholas, that means that people should take out their notepads and write down what you're about to tell them, because you're going to give them all kinds of things that they can do with that beautiful weather.
That's right, Kevin. And, you know, we were talking about baseball with Randy Levine and John Kasmatidis, but the Yankees are away. They're playing the Miami Marlins, but you can catch the Mets. So they'll be home. They're playing the Cincinnati Reds. So we know in my household, my husband's going to be rooting for the Reds. God bless them. But you can catch a game Saturday and Sunday at 1:10. Saturday night is 7:10, Sunday 1:10. The other thing you can do on Sunday, if you don't really feel like going to the beach, but you feel like doing something good and maybe getting drenched at the same time, Empire City Casino has the Ice Bucket Challenge in honor of ALS.
Mm.
So you can find more information about that. Yeah, I know.
That sounds a bit chilly.
It is a bit chilly, and it's for a great cause. And they usually get hundreds of people in the parking lot of the Empire City Casino up in Yonkers, New York. It's not far at all, but my goodness, what a great cause to be supporting research and, you know, for ALS, which, you know, we really still need to support that. It was a fad, but, you know, still going on. We were talking about Staten Island earlier, so I'm going to encourage our listeners to take the Staten Island Ferry and visit Empire Outlets. I mean, the ferry is always a lot of fun, and it's free, by the way, totally free. But Empire Outlets is this amazing shopping destination, just steps from the Staten Island Ferry. You can shop, you can dine. They've got, you know, terrific restaurants. Shake Shack is there, too. And then also at you can take the ride at Empire Outlets. This is a new 5-star rated interactive entertainment experience. It's called the Eyes on New York, and it's experimental. There's theater, there's games, there's dance. It sounds like there's a lot. I'm getting tired just talking about it, but it's also very affordable. It's only $19 to $39, and it goes from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. So check therideevents.com. Just so much to do in New York City this weekend. And as I said before, we had on our guest as a guest last week, Ken Podziba, who runs the Fiberoe Bike Tour, you know, which is happening this summer as part of the Mayor's Homecoming series to get New Yorkers and visitors to come back to New York. It's taking place on August 22nd, the TD Fiberoe Bike Tour. But the registration ends on August 13th. So if you are planning on riding the 40-mile tour, not a race, Kevin, just a tour.
That's it.
Around, yep, in all five boroughs, please go to bike.nyc events and register to ride this wonderful New York tradition, which will be capped because of COVID to only 20,000 riders, down from 32,000. So what an
August
experience.
August 13th is the cutoff date on registration?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
So
August 13th, write that down. August 22nd is the actual
that's
ride.
Right.
And then, friends, book it 9/17, September 17th. You come to Bobby Vann's and have steak dinners with Christine and I, and we'll talk about Broadway and celebrate the reopening of Broadway at Bobby Vann's. We'll have more details as we go along. Anyway, man, we packed a lot into this Friday edition of Radio Night Live. We'll see you next week.
All right.